We are joined now by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. It's going to be out there as well on Thursday,
yeah,
right?
We'll be out supporting the students by registering voters. So we're taking to heart their pledge to turn this walk out into votes in. Mm-hmm. So I just have to say how inspiring the young folks have been through this whole process. The one thing that struck me, or many things that struck me, but one of the things that struck me was that given this time of division in our country on so many levels, on so many issues, that Saturday was not a red-blue thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a black-white thing. It was not a suburban school versus the streets of Chicago or South LA. It was a, first of all, I understand there were rallies on every continent except Antarctica.
Wow.
That, and so it's a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that the young people sort of innately got it,
mm-hmm.
that they were privileged, but that this issue wasn't just about schools, it was about guns and people dying from guns. And to me, that it was such a hopeful moment to see all victims mm-hmm. out there together, hand in hand, talking about this issue.
Yeah, so. And as much as we talk about this as being a contentious issue, and you can see the debates on the national
yeah.
news and everyone yeah. yelling at each other and bringing the kids into it as well
yeah.
in really nasty ways, this is an issue that unites people across party lines.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
And as sad as it is that we have to have rallies in every mm-hmm. single continent in the world, it's also, you're right, it's inspiring.
It was very inspiring. And I've heard one of the most, I thought ridiculous things was, we're politicizing young people. They're the ones dying.
Mm-hmm.
How much more politicized can you be when the bullets are hitting you in your school, when you're afraid? To me, that's not only political, it's radical to think that these folks are victims and that they, because they speak out, something's wrong with that. I don't get it. And I saw a man here in Chapel Hill yesterday with his NRA shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, it reminds you that as inspired as we are, that there are people who oppose
always,
common sense
right? yeah.
gun legislation.
Yep.
It's it was a stark reminder to me. I went, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and this is something that also brings people together across the line of gun owner versus non-gun
mm-hmm.
owner, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
there are people who are, one of the, this is going back 15 years, but when Bowling for Columbine first
mm-hmm.
came out, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we've been talking about this issue for
yeah.
20 years now, the
yeah.
first thing Michael Moore said is, I'm an NRA member.
Right.
He held up his card. It's NRA members
right.
that are joining in with the
right.
march as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yep, we'll be out there, and I understand some of the students from Parkland are going to be here.
A couple of them, yeah.
A couple of them. We'll be out registering people to vote
yep.
and hoping that they show up in the fall.
Yeah, and in the spring as
and
well, because we got early voting coming up in less than a month.
Early voting yep. starts April 19th.
Yeah, big items on the ballot, because there are, I mean, it's mostly local this time around
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
the Board of County Commissioners races are going to be decided. Orange County School Board's going to be decided
mm-hmm.
In this race. So this is the primary that everyone, that a lot of voters will, on an ordinary year, they'll skip because, oh, it's local races. We don't have to worry. Local races are extremely important, and especially this year, they're all important.
Especially this year.
Yep.
So we're hoping this is momentum building, continuing to build. We've been saying that all year. I'm excited and hopeful given the young folks that we saw out.
Yeah, and without necessarily singling out particular candidates, what are the things that you want to hear the candidates say? What are the questions that you want to hear them address?
We are at a fiscal crisis in this state, particularly in this county around education, as in other areas in the state. Funding for classroom size and a lot of the other education mandates without funding from the state level, which is putting more and more pressure at the county level. So I really think fiscal responsibility and priorities. It's, you know, there's not enough money. So what are your priorities and how are you going to go about an equitable distribution between, you know, the Northern Orange and Chapel Hill, Carrboro school districts in particular. Affordable housing is huge. We are in the midst of a significant crisis with the families from Lakeview. That continues. There's really been no real solutions put forward. And those folks are, you know, hanging in the balance there, and more to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I think affordable housing, overall, where we're going to spend the money. You know, in northern part of the county, they've got this issue on rezoning with the jail.
Right.
In downtown Hillsboro, or not.
Right. Which they did approve last night. Yeah.
Yes. You know, that's a major issue as well. So there's a saying, all politics is local, and I think there are really a lot of local issues. And it fundamentally, I think, for Chapel Hill and for the county, as we look to zoning, as we look to affordable housing, where you build those things, how you build them, what kind of county do we want to be? And I think this tug of war going on between some of the various elements, and some of these decisions, just because of space and how much usable space there is and where it is, we're going to make some decisions that are going to be not impossible to overturn, but they have implications for years to come. So important election.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.com is the local chapter's website. Go there and get more information. And I'm happy you brought up affordable housing, because I was filling in as a news director last week, so I was listening and watching and following all of those meetings last week where they talked about affordable housing. $10 million bond on the ballot in November for affordable housing, but not 15.
Right.
A lot of talk about the Lakeview Mobile Home Park and Homestead as well, and some movement toward action, but you're right, still no solution.
And there are
town-owned plots of land.
Yes.
There's the sort of simmering fight about what do we do in a couple of years when we become able to take over that Legion Road property. What do you want to see the town actually do out of all of that?
Well, I think actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. Every single candidate in last year's election for town council said affordable housing was one of their priorities. When we had the Lakeview families, I was there that night. We had children up with tears. We had council members with tears. It was a very passionate, moving evening. And I really want to see action. I think there are options, and we do have priorities. We talk about the $10 million bond, and we're happy that something got passed. At the same time, $7 million of that's already allocated to maintenance on public housing. So you're talking about another $3 million left there to do everything else.
Mm-hmm.
This issue on maintenance isn't new. Some folks say, well, it used to be HUD-owned, and when it was HUD, they did the... But that's been a long time unraveling to get to this point. So I think the lack of forethought and planning, and so, you know, it sounds, I know, a lot simpler than it is, but we really got to think about what do we want to look like? You know, do we want a town that's less diverse socioeconomically, racially? Is that what we want as Chapel Hill? Who are we? And if we're serious about wanting something different, if we're serious about turning the tide on some of these issues, then it's going to take more than compassion. It's going to take some real action. So I'd like to see a plan that looks out over some years and is pretty, there's some short-term things I think we can do.
Yeah.
And but it's really a long-term issue.
And I think you're right, a commitment to turning it, turning the tide. You said that, and I think that's important, because I think if you go around town and you ask everyone, the vast majority will say, oh, no, we don't want a town that's less diverse, but we will need to make some significant changes in the policies that we're promoting if we're going to actually realize that. Otherwise, we're going to wake up tomorrow, not tomorrow, but 5-10 years from now, and say, I don't even know what what would be said, but we'd be in that position.
So one more thing, I know I don't have a lot of time, but next Wednesday is the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's
murder.
April 4th. And I want to bring that up. We're hoping that across town you're going to hear bells tolling. The National Civil Rights Museum has a nationwide effort asking churches and schools, which we've gone out here in our community and ask institutions who have bells to ring them at 6:01 was the approximate time of his assassination. And there hopefully will be bells ringing throughout that hour, really signifying, it was like the news as it traveled across the country. People got the word at different times. And so we have several churches down in the southern part of town and up in town, and we're hoping that the bells will be tolling, and that it's a way, to me, it's a solemn way to observe the occasion, think about really how short his life was, only 39 years. So listen out for the bells, take a moment of reflection, and think about what's coming next. Where do we go from here?
Next Wednesday around 6:01,
yep.
Right? All right. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, NAACP.com for more information. Honor Richards, as always, thank you so much.